98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Loud Luxury Body on 98FM. It's 10 past 6. Good morning. It's Monday and we are finally here. Another brand new week. Yay! Survived the weekend. I was away over the weekend. I was in Switzerland and I made an observation at the airport while going through Dublin Airport and have an idea, all right, for Dublin Airport. So if you're working in the airport, listen up because in, I'd say, about 8 minutes' time, less than 8 minutes' time, I'm going to give you an idea and it's not going to cost you an absolute thing and you can have this idea. I'll tell you about it in the next few minutes. Here's Taylor Swift, Blank Space on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho on 98FM. This is The Big Breakfast. It's Cooper and Luke. Luke off today, but Suze is here, which is the main thing because Suze keeps the show together.
Morning.
Morning. It's 6:18. So once again, at the airport, I've made an observation and that it's at the very first step, before you even get to your duty free and get to your lounge, before, you know, where you sit around and go, is the plane ever going to come? And that is security.
Okay.
You ready for this? One thing I've noticed, I always get to security and look around and see what is frustrating people, because people are anxious getting to an airport. Mm-hmm. And the thing that is frustrating people is the amount of time that it gets to get through security. Now, in fairness to Dublin Airport,
they're really good.
You're never more than 25 minutes.
Yeah, it took me 10 minutes the last time.
That's brilliant. But what have you noticed? What is holding up the queue? It's people, when they get to the actual table, they open their bag, they take out their laptop, they take out their iPad, they take out their bag with all their liquids in it, they take their coat off, they take their belt off, they take their shoes off, and then they get five trays and put it all, and then when they go to go through, it beeps because they haven't taken all the stuff out of their pockets, and they haven't taken their watch off, they haven't done anything. All right, while you're queuing, have it all ready. So when I get out of my car, I have a bag with my liquids in it, my iPad under my arm, I've my belt in my coat pocket, and my coat tucked under my arm. So when I get there, I just plonk everything down, walk through, and continue on. So here's what I'm saying to Dublin Airport is, have a separate line for people who've got their stuff together. Have a separate line for people who know what the hell to do, and that is be ready to go through security so it doesn't delay anything.
Yeah, that would be a good. But then the people that aren't ready would think they're ready and just go into the
No. There'd be somebody there saying, no, sort out your life.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Good morning. How's it going this morning? All right?
Yeah.
Suze, we're playing a game that we play every Monday, which I'm terrible at.
You are, yes. I love that you've admitted it. It is the last note guessing game. Wouldn't be Monday without us, would it?
No, it wouldn't. So what we do, we play the last note of a song and you've got to tell us what the song is. Yes. And you can win movie passes for IMC Cinemas.
In theory, it sounds easy, but is it?
No, it's not. In my defence, what I do say is that because I'm a DJ and I'm already mixing in a song, I don't get to hear the end of songs.
That is true, yes. There's always another song playing over the end of song.
Whew, it's good. And I've usually, you know, cut it off before, you know. So I get one first to see, yes, can I do any good at this.
Meow.
Ah, here. It sounds like Britney.
I thought you were going to say, ah, here, that's so easy.
Oh, no, ah, here, leave it out.
Meow.
Is it Samantha Mumba?
No.
Is it Britney?
No.
Is it Christina Aguilera?
It is.
Is it?
Meow.
I don't know what song it is, though, from Christina Aguilera.
Come on, Cooper.
Meow.
Call yourself a DJ.
Yeah, who mixes the song before this book comes in.
Meow.
I've no idea.
It is, of course, Genie in a Bottle.
Oh.
Baby, there's a price to pay. I'm a genie in a bottle.
Tune.
The end of that was her asking to let me out. Meow.
Is it?
Meow.
Sounds like she's doing cat impressions to be brutal. All right, your turn. This is where you can pick up movie passes. Go to the cinema, treat yourself. Just tell us what this song is. Do it again. 0877-98-98-98. Tell us what it is. Not only will we play this absolute banger, but also you'll get cinema passes. Best of luck. It's Dinoro in My Mind on 98FM's Big Breakfast. Good morning.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Dinoro and Gigi D'Agostino. Yeah, my mind on 98FM is the big breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Suze gave us a last note from a song, and this is it. You weren't pulling the wool over anybody's eyes this morning. Everybody is getting this right,
Suze. Yeah, there's a lot of people wide awake this morning.
Yeah, well done, everybody. So let's pick one person. Sonia Wells in Blackrock. You got yourself IMC Cinema Passes. It is, of course, Jet. Are you going to be my girl? What a tune. Nice choice, Suze. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast. It's just gone 6:45. Good morning.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Yeah. Picture this, one drink on 98FM's The Big Breakfast. It's 7:08. So Dermot Bannon back on our TV. This time he's looking at incredible homes all around the world. And last night's episode, he went to the sunny Australia part of the world. He was in Australia. And he came across a particular room which might shock you. Would you have this type of room in your house? I know I definitely wouldn't. Have a listen to what type of room it was, because it's ridiculous.
Is that a glass?
Yes.
Bathroom. I don't mean a glass toilet. It's, you can see right in.
You can, yes.
There's no privacy.
None at all. I think it's a reflection of the architect's sort of sense of extroversion.
Yeah, in your house. Seriously, so you, if you're going to the bathroom in this house and somebody's using what the bedroom, they what you call it?
You got to put your hand up.
It's too late by the time you put your hand up. They've seen you.
Well, but
sometimes you walk past me. Oh, you fright.
No. On many levels. And you're probably thinking, all right, it's a toilet and it's maybe in the bedroom. No, this is on a hallway in a house and the walls are glass. So you literally, you could be on the throne reading your Sunday papers and somebody's walking by just like, how you doing? Just, you know, doing what I need to do here. it's not all right. But the thing is, this isn't an uncommon thing. And I'm now going to tell you that I've actually stayed in a hotel in Dublin that has this in their hotel rooms. So the hotel room, they're small little pods, but the actual ensuite bathroom is glass walls. Glass walls. So you're brushing your teeth, your bits are wiggling and jiggling, you're going to the toilet, you're in the shower, you are on show that your other guests can see. Maybe you're down with that. Maybe you don't mind. But I do have a way, like, to build something like that is really expensive. A glass wall is really expensive. So what I'm thinking is, if you really, 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 really are tempted to put in, like, a see-through bathroom in your house, just don't bother with glass and save yourselves the money. Just have a bathroom in the middle of the floor.
The sound of the city. Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Fans, Joy, Riptide on 98FM. This is The Big Breakfast. It's 7:24. Well, if you're on the train or the DART and you're on your way into work this morning, how are you? I want to particularly talk to you because Éireann Ród Éireann are to put a different kind of twist on the customer service, and that is to stamp down antisocial behaviour. So, like, if you're thinking, yes, finally, you know, the people that, you know, have a sneaky cigarette in the carriage, no more of that. You're thinking, yeah, how about those lads drinking cans and that they shouldn't be? And how about the kids running up and down the carriage? Well, that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about people who are playing music too loud on the trains, and you're all having an issue with this. All right, fair enough. So, like, the last thing you want is for somebody to take out a big, massive Bluetooth speaker that looks like a giant pillow and start banging out Scooter or whatever the heck they listen to these days. Mumble rap. Isn't that what they listen to, Suze?
Mumble rap.
Yeah, mumble rap. So, like, you're on the train, you've done like a 10-hour shift, and if this lunatic beside you was really loud because they're playing it through a speaker on a train. I've never seen this happen. Have you seen this happen?
I actually never get the train or the DART. I'm not on that route.
Because you literally live a 2-minute walk away.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair enough. So, Éireann Ród Éireann have decided to put undercover agents on the train. So if there is people playing loud music on the trains and the trams, they are going to come down on you and say to you, turn that off. Turn it off. Yeah, they're going to come down hard. There's going to be fines and everything.
I just don't understand, who are those people that are ballsy enough to watch a video or their music without headphones? I get, when I was commuting in the morning when I had a normal time starting job, I'd be freaked out about people even hearing what music I was listening to.
Is it because of your taste in music?
A bit of both, yeah. Okay. A bit of that and a bit of I don't annoy the person next to me.
Yeah, I'd be conscious of not annoying people, believe it or not. That's why when I was saying earlier on about airport, that's part of commuting as well. Like, get your stuff ready before you get to security so you're not annoying your other passengers.
Yeah.
So what we want to know this morning is, what really annoys you about other passengers? Mm-hmm. Is it playing loud music? Is it maybe disgusting habits that they have that you've seen? We want to know. 0877 98 98 98.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
This is the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Dua Lipa picking up 2 Grammy Awards as well. Best New Artist and Best Dance Recording for Electricity. And that's with Mark Ronson and Diplo. Way to go, Dua Lipa. Well deserved. So what is going on in public transport at the moment? There's some disgusting things going on. Not only do Irish Rail want to tackle antisocial behaviour with people playing loud music, but there's a lot of other things going on. We got a WhatsApp. Was in Cork on the train going home on Friday. There's a girl beside me on the phone talking about a night in Dicey's and the after party that nobody should have heard. The loudness of the convo was so painful, my earphones on high volume and I could still hear 2 hours of hell. That's not good. People who insist on sitting beside you on the bus when there's loads of other seats and then talking to you, even when you've got headphones in, I don't miss the bus. I used to get on the train, the Dart, going over from Portmarnock to Glenageary. And the time I was getting on the Dart, there was nobody on it. It was like during the, like it was nearly midday. It was empty. I remember sitting down one day and there was always a crabby ale fella. And I'd be like, you're not meant to be sitting there. And I'm like, why not? That's reserved for old and pregnant people. I'm like, there's nobody else in the train. The first seat I got to. Anne-Marie, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm getting over my trauma when I used to use the Dart. Okay, so if anything, you've gone through quite a lot. What was it, please?
There was this woman on the bus and she started painting her toenails.
Her toenails?
Yeah. It was absolutely disgusting. And the smell and everything. And we were kind of towards the end of the bus route, so there wasn't many people on the bus. But she was sitting down the back of the bus. And I just went over to her and I was like, surely there's more an appropriate place to do that. And I reached over and opened the window right beside her when I said it.
What was her reaction?
Disgusting. Her mouth just dropped. Like, she's still looking at me like, oh my God, somebody actually said something to me.
I wonder how long she'd been doing it.
Well, she was still on her first foot. Like,
oh God. And were her feet nice? Like, were they in a good condition? Like, were her feet stink?
No.
Maybe that's... here, Anne-Marie, don't judge her too much. Maybe she was just like... She was feeling a bit weird about her feet and wanted to make them look pretty.
I know. They were dino paws, like.
Oh God. And what colour was it? Did she go for?
Red.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's the wine red.
Yeah, that's a good colour to go, especially if you're doing it in public.
Yeah.
Anne-Marie, thank you so much, and I hope you never have to experience that ever, ever, ever again.
Me too.
Bye.
Bye.
98 FM's Big Breakfast. 5 questions. €500. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Looking to take all of our money off us this morning is David. How's it going, David?
Not too bad, not too bad.
Rumour has it that you're 100% confident in doing this, are you?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
You've got big exams coming up this year. Can you tell us what they are?
Yeah, I'm
a
leaving cert.
What subjects are you doing?
I'm doing biology, economics, construction, maths, English, and business.
Oh, okay. So that's all the subjects to take over the world, essentially. have your mocks started yet? I know some mocks have started.
No, they start in 2 weeks.
My nephew's had his Irish oral mocks done already, and he was freaking out going in, but I think he did all right.
Yeah,
Bulabus and all of that. So, do you know the rules for Greedy Guts?
5 questions, I guess.
Yeah,
like 20 goes up in increments,
You seem to know. Yeah. All right. So, 5 questions, €500. Get one wrong.
You're gone.
Yeah, there you go.
€25.
David, you got this. You will never be smarter than you are now during your leaving cert.
No pressure.
Question one. On road signs, what do the words cul-de-sac mean?
Dead end.
That's what we're looking for. Well done.
Good job. I wouldn't have got that. And I have a full driver's license. I always said, I can't turn around. It doesn't matter. All right, you got €25. What do you want to do, David? Do you want to take that cash and get out of here or go on for question two?
Let's go on.
€50.
Honolulu is the capital of which American state?
Hawaii.
Yeah, gotta be Hawaii.
I told you, you've got this, David. Well done.
All right, €50 is all yours, but you could lose that if you get the next one wrong if you decide to go for it. What do you want to do, David?
Let's keep going.
Okay.
€100.
Are you into your showbiz news at all?
Meh.
He does biology, not a chance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like an 18-year-old might know this. Who is Justin Bieber married to?
Hailey Baldwin.
Yes.
Well done. Would your mum Tanya have known that?
Would you know that? No.
Just as well as you playing. You got €100. What do you want to do?
Let's keep going.
Okay.
€250.
What's your second name, David?
King.
Could somebody start writing checks for David King, please?
For €250, David, tell me, what was the first country to win the Football World Cup twice?
Twice?
Yeah. It's a European country.
Gotta hurry you.
Italy.
It's Italy.
Yes!
Oh my God. David, right now, what school are you in?
Michael's.
Whereabouts is Michael's? David?
Whereabouts?
Ballsbridge. In Ballsbridge, okay. So far, you're like the richest person in Michael's. Actually, no, probably not.
That's pocket money.
Yeah. So, you got €250. You can take that cash now, or else you can move to question five. Mm. Now, can I just say, you've not had a clue yet. And it's Sue's doing the
question. Can I have a clue before the question?
How would you give a clue for that, Coop?
Would you say royalty?
Royalty, show busy, entertainment-y. You'd need to know a very specific detail, I would say.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to risk it. I'll take the money.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I need you to say that one more time. I'm going to take the cash.
I'm taking the cash.
Yeah, you're taking the cash! David, well done. €250. Delighted for you, buddy.
Thanks so much.
It's all right. We're not going to give that question, by the way. We're going to hang on to that.
Oh, I kind of want to give it away, actually.
Do you want to?
Hanging around for a while,
all right, let's see what you've gotten that question, David.
Yeah.
David's out with the cash. In which Camden Street restaurant did Harry and Meghan dine during their trip to Dublin?
The only one I know on Camden Street is Mad Egg.
Of course you do.
Oh my God, I love the idea of Harry and Meghan having Mad Egg.
Yeah.
And the police shutting down the whole street for them to go in there. It wasn't, it was Delahunt.
Oh, that's boring.
A bit more old Marcus.
Next time they might go to Mad Egg. David, congratulations, you got yourself €250. Greeting us. All right. Tanya, get him to school. He's got stuff to do. All right, best of luck when you're leaving soon as well.
98 FMs.
It is the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. It's 8:25. And it is time for kids news. My goodness, you lot are absolutely fantastic. So, so many WhatsApps coming in with your kids news. It's absolutely amazing. And you've sent in so many. And we've listened through them all. But we can't play them all out on the radio. But thank you so much for so many and taking the time out and telling us your news. Some of you, great weekends. So let's kick it off. Here we go.
Hi, Cooper and Luke. Hey. This is Fias. Fias and Carlos News. On Sunday, we went to a ballroom competition.
Oh, yeah?
And I won third place and my sister won second place and my favourite cousin, Millie,
yeah,
came first.
Yay!
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for that news. That's great.
Hi, my name is Jamie.
Hey.
And on Friday, my tooth fell out.
Huh?
And on Saturday,
how much you get?
I got €5 off the tooth fairy.
Oh my god, that's amazing. €5 from the tooth fairy. You must have been really good at brushing your teeth. Congratulations. High five to you.
Super Luke, my name is Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 6 years old.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yesterday I was told I'm going in up a level in gymnastics.
That's fantastic. You must have flipped out.
Flipped out, I tell you.
My name's Logan, and I'm at Paul O'Connor in the airport in France.
Wow, that's amazing. He's like an actual giant. Oh, did you get his autograph?
Hi, my name is Holly.
Hey, Holly.
And I'm 5.
Congratulations.
And I went to my best friend's party, and she was turning 5.
Oh, 5 and 5, that's 10, isn't it?
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Cooper and Luke. This is Jaden.
Hey, Jaden.
And tomorrow, it's my birthday, and I'll be 8. And yesterday,
yeah,
I went to the cinema.
Mm-hmm.
And today, I'm feeling a bit sick.
Oh.
So I hope I'm not sick tomorrow for my birthday.
I hope you're not sick as well for your birthday tomorrow. I wonder what it was that made you sick in the cinema with all the sweets and crisps and nachos and popcorn and stuff. Like, that couldn't possibly give you a bellyache. I wonder what it was. Hope you get better. We've got time for one more, yeah?
Hi, Cooper and Luke.
Hey.
It's Evie. I'm 11 years old, and my birthday was last week.
Woo-hoo.
So a present off my mum, she made us go to a hotel, and it was really nice.
Uh-huh.
But the best thing about that hotel,
uh-huh,
was I saw my mum fall in the jacuzzi. It was very, very funny. It was a cracking fall, though. Bye.
You're not meant to laugh at your mum falling in the jacuzzis. Thank you so much for your kids' news. You guys are absolutely amazing.
Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM.
The 915 Mystery Machine.
98FM.
It's an object. We don't know what it's made out of. I'm suspicious that it's fallen from space.
Oh, yeah, it could do, actually.
Cause
it's got a lot of dents.
It does have dents,
yeah,
in it. Now, that could be from Luke kicking it, because it doesn't normally work for him.
Yeah.
But it is a mystery machine, and it usually spits out some sort of game at us, and we have to play it. Or we don't know what the consequences are if we don't play the game.
We haven't risked that yet. So.
It does flash up numbers and letters saying P60.
or
P45 as well.
It's giving us our tax,
yeah,
and the way out.
Yeah. So playing this morning, bravely enough, is Caroline from Ballyfermot. How are you, Caroline?
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
I'm all right. I don't know who's pressing what on this. Am I done or are you going
to
do
this? No, I'm going to take it this morning.
All right.
That
okay.
Lever on the side, please.
That's a new one.
Oh.
Oh.
It's a new one. This is 98FM's Copycats.
Copycats. So myself and Caroline have to do impressions of each other. Are you up for this, Caroline?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Okay.
How's your musical knowledge, Caroline?
I wouldn't be the greatest, but shall we give it a bash?
Okay. So if you've ever heard a song, you might know that it's actually a copy of an old song.
Okay.
So a lot of music samples older tunes and people don't realise this. So what...
Caroline, can you turn your radio down in the background, please? Sorry, it's because we can hear ourselves.
All right, I have the earphones on.
Oh, there you go.
So what's going to happen is I'm going to play you the original song and you have to tell me what pop song sampled it. So I'll give you an example first. Have a listen to this and can you tell me what the pop song is? This is a Barry White song.
Barry White.
Any ideas?
I don't know it yet. I just can't think.
Cooper, give it to us.
It sounds like Robbie Williams, Rock DJ.
DJ, yeah.
Oh. Oh, wow. I never knew they did that
did
on that one. No.
Robbie Williams ripped off Barry White.
Who are you, Robbie?
Okay, now we're going to start taking scores, okay? So, Cooper, I'll let you go first,
okay.
All right? This is Curtis Mayfield, Move On Up.
So there's a modern version of this.
We play it a lot.
Really?
We love it. Hush not child.
Oh my God, is it Bruno Mars?
No, you're going to kick yourself. Caroline, can you come in and steal this?
No.
Okay.
No idea.
You're going to both kick yourselves. It is, of course, Kanye West.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no way!
I don't like him anyway.
yeah, we don't like him anyway. Yeah.
Okay, Caroline, your turn.
Okay.
We've got no points there. This is a song by Leslie Gore, but who does it now?
You don't own me, no.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
well done.
Caroline. Yes.
Okay, you are in the lead. Okay. One more for Cooper. This is Joe Cocker, Woman to Woman. What's the modern song?
Oh, it's a. Better had to come back sometimes. It's Moby, is it?
No.
Better had to come back. What?
Woman to Woman.
Oh, California.
Yes.
California. Yes.
Ah.
But also Moby's used that as well, I'm sure of it.
Okay, you're a point each.
All right, Caroline.
Right,
Stevens.
Caroline, this is a song called I Got the Blues. Who does the one we know and love?
I know this.
Wait till it kicks in. Have a listen.
I do.
Can I buzz in?
No, not yet.
Come on, Caroline.
Slim Shady.
No, I don't know.
Cooper.
You ready? Hi. My name is what?
Oh,
my name is who? My name is...
My name is
I love this game.
It is a draw. Okay, we got to do a decider to pick the winner.
Okay, best of luck, Caroline. I'm rooting for you at this end.
Okay. Jump in if you know it.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a song by The Clash. It's called Straight to Hell.
Paper Planes. Is it Paper Planes?
It is.
Yes!
I wouldn't have gotten that, yeah.
I didn't even know that. That's gas. That is gas.
Cooper's real mean. He stole all the points off Caroline.
Well, you know. Oh, Caroline, you were good fun. I'll tell you what. How about we give you a cinema pass for IMC Cinemas?
Yeah, great. Happy day.
Yeah, coming on. Not winning, but coming away with something.
Yeah, giving it back.
Yeah, a participation medal.
And go home and listen to all those originals because they are amazing tunes.
Good on your homework, Caroline. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, I will.
Bye.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM's Gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
No Luke today, so it's Suze. Oh.
Good morning.
How are you?
So we're going to start off with Robbie Williams. So his little girl is, she's the cutest name in the world. Her name's Teddy.
Amazing.
Short for Theodora. She's 6 years old and she might be following in Robbie's footsteps. So he's just uploaded a video of her singing in studio. She's already making up her own songs, including her own lyrics. And from it, you might even get a little insight into what life is like in Robbie Williams' house.
What does Daddy and Mommy do on Christmas? Woohoo! What does
Good.
Mommy and Daddy do on Christmas? Daddy likes to fart and sleep in his bed.
Like any other daddy.
From that to something that's still definitely worth a mention, the Late Late Show Valentine special was on Friday. I went home especially to watch it.
I left the country so I wouldn't see it.
It's amazing. So obviously they had all the usual cringeworthy moments, and one of my favourites was a guy called James who was taking part in the dating segment. It was a bit of a twist on it because usually they do a blind date. This year it was the opposite, so you could see the guy or your date. So what would that be? Visible dating?
Yeah, pretty much.
Full-sighted dating?
I can see you dating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he came in, introduced himself, announced that he was a singer, and then showcased it.
My name is James Hazard. I'm from Leitrim, and I'm a singer.
Tell me something, Kelly. Are you happy in this single world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never reach the ground.
Wow, what a voice.
It's quite impressive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because when he first started singing, it's a bit cringy. And she didn't look impressed. And then he belted out the last bit. And
says, can I call shenanigans on this? What's his name? Brian or James? James did not go on this for a day. James went on to showcase his amazing voice.
James probably has girlfriends.
Yeah.
He's like, it's for my career. Understand this.
And the Tinder app you have, it's for my career. And Grindr, I'll explain another time, hon.
And finally, another TV segment, Brian McFadden. So he's currently competing on Dancing on Ice.
Yeah.
But he's been riddled with injuries. He's got a dislocated shoulder.
Ooh.
For that reason, I'm very surprised that he chose the routine he did last night, which just involved him picking up his partner for the entire time. And of course, by the end, he dropped her, which was, it was actually disappointing because he did pretty well. And so here's what he had to say at the end.
Really, you know what, to be honest with you, I have to start off by thanking our physio here, Sharon, because I wasn't even walking Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
You only did the full routine on Friday, I think.
Yeah.
And Alex, she's been unbelievable. She's been sitting beside me in hospital every physio session, waiting on the ring for me to be able to walk. So
And then you dropped her.
Love Schofield at the end. Just reminding you, you dropped her.
You dropped her on her head. Oh, is she okay?
She was fine.
Oh, okay.
They pulled it together pretty well at the end. That was the gossip according to Susie May. Go in peace.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. I love the city always. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast Snow Patrol. Take back the city. Now, you need some sinister music for this, don't you?
I do, yeah.
For our one more tune story.
I want your song suggestions at the end of this tale. It's a very serious story. It's about something that's happening up in Northern Ireland at the moment.
Oh, the ball. get your song suggestions in now. If I could leave right now.
It's not about the wall.
Okay.
Or the potential of a wall. It is something that's going on in Belfast Zoo. You may remember a couple of weeks ago, a red panda made its escape from the zoo called Amber. She was found in a garden less than a mile.
I heard it was in Chopped. After all those yummy kind of like lettuce leaves and stuff.
Salad stuff. Yeah. There's been another escape. A breach of security. A couple of chimpanzees made their way out of their enclosure over the weekend. So there was a bit of bad weather. Storm Eric was wrecking the country.
Yeah.
And in their enclosure, tree branches had fallen in. And chimps are incredibly intelligent creatures.
Mm-hmm.
So they saw this as an opportunity. They made makeshift ladders, so they propped the branches up against the wall and made their escape.
What?
I wouldn't do this story justice if I didn't let an actual witness who saw the whole thing explain. This is someone who was at the zoo and she saw what happened.
Okay, so, okay, all right.
You better tell somebody. My look is fun to draw. Don't escape, you fat little gorilla.
Way more entertaining when it's seen through the eyes of a 6-year-old who's at the zoo.
You better tell somebody.
You better tell somebody that it's the
skipping.
Oh, I know.
Did they get them back, the chimpanzees?
This is the remarkable thing, right? They got out, a couple of them did, and they hung around. But the zookeeper said they actually just went back in themselves. Said they're intelligent enough and they know they're not supposed to be out of their enclosure. So they just reappeared. They went back in. Taste of freedom. That's enough. We're back.
I love
free bananas in here.
If you look up chimpanzees on Wikipedia, you know they'll have the description, hairy and gas. Right. What's your song?
Careful though. Yeah. Don't search those two.
No, they'll rip your face off.
I'm going to kick off our song suggestions with a bit of Enrique, Escape.
Hey, enclosure.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
I love this. What is going on in Northern Ireland? Is it like red pandas escaping, chimpanzees escaping?
What's next?
Well, there's obviously the whole Brexit thing, and so that we don't.
Yeah, they all want out.
No. Yeah, they all want out. Chimpanzees out. What's your song suggestions, please? So, chimps, animals, the cutest 5-year-old ever. You gotta tell somebody.
Tell somebody.
0877 98 98 98. Dean Lewis, Be All Right, next on the Big Breakfast Kick.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98 FM.
Dean Lewis, It'll Be All Right on 98 FM. This is the Big Breakfast. It's 10 to 10. So we like to call it cowboy time. 10 to 10 to 10 to 10 to 10. Any whistles? Sue's brought us one more tune story, and it's got the cutest thing ever going on in it.
Yeah, so we just heard that in Belfast Zoo, some cheeky chimps made a bid for freedom. They escaped over the side wall. Best thing about it is there was a 6-year-old there to witness everything, and it's captured on camera. Have a listen.
Mom, it's escaping! It's escaping!
Escaping.
You better tell somebody! Bad little
gorillas. Song suggestions coming in have been fantastic. Gorillas, Clint Eastwood.
Hey, happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag.
That is nice. One of the most popular suggestions has been, oh, it's an old school, it's a throwback. You ready for it?
Mm-hmm. Hey, hey, with the monkeys. And people say we monkey around.
Yes. But no, that's not going to be our song that we're going to play. Our song that we're going to play came in from Sean. And Sean wants Gwen Stefani, The Sweet Escape, because that's what the monkeys obviously did. It's one more tune on 98 FM. It's a Big Breakfast. Morning!
98 FM's.